Yo, how are we doing? How are we doing, team? Little while since I've been on here, and I'm sitting here post running my first ultra marathon at the weekend, Snowdon UTS. It was 55K, and I feel like after every big run event I've done, to help me kind of close it off and process it, I need to do something like this to like process the emotion and the feelings of it. It's without it, I kind of can't close it out. And then also, I just think, for others, it might be interesting to hear what running 55K feels like. Because to me, a couple of years ago, the thought of doing something like this was completely unattainable, unachievable, not possible. Incomprehensible. Fucking hell, they're big words there. Get in. Incomprehensible. I don't know if that's a word, but yeah, I just couldn't understand how someone could run for 12 hours. Like, it's just not possible. And a few years ago, I couldn't, when I started, I remember Christmas morning getting up saying I'm going to go for a run, and I couldn't run down like the road. And now, doing something like Snowdon at the weekend, and I wouldn't say I found it, well, I found it easy, relatively easy, and I didn't expect to feel as good as I did, or for it to feel as good as it did, and just for me to love it so much. I used to look at ultra. I didn't understand. First of all, I didn't know what ultra meant. And now I know what an ultra is. Basically, anything over a marathon. So, marathon is 26 miles. Anything over that. So, even if it's 26.5, technically is an ultra. So, this one was 33, 34 miles, 55K. So, it qualifies as an ultra marathon. And the other thing that I'd had no experience of until recently has been trails, hills, mountains. Again, I just saw all of that as scary, like running in wet mud and up hills and over rocks and through woodland just felt not right. It just didn't feel possible. I've got no gear for it. I don't know where to start with it. I don't know how to get into that. So it's honestly only since the start of this year, so the last 6 months less, that I've actually started. Well, once I'd committed to this, I did my marathons the last couple of years, and you've heard some of those and how they felt. And I think after the last one, I felt like I was just drawn to being more in nature. And I wanted to see what it would feel like to go further. So Snowdon popped up, and it's officially a UTMB, which is like the kind of World Cup of ultra running. Again, so new to me. And thought, right, yeah, Snowdon sounds great. Didn't really look into it, signed up, and then essentially started training for it. A group of us came together, and a big group, loads of people, like dominoes, loads of people, like, yeah, I'll do it, yeah, I'll do it, yeah, I'll do it. About 25 of us in this group. Sammy, we put a training plan together, and off we go. And it started pretty steady. So, at first, I'm loving it. The runs, I'm going out to like the local woodland, and there's a group of us going, and because some of the team in the group have ran that sort of style before, they're leading us, so I felt safe. And thinking about it now, without them, without those characters, I don't think I'd have felt as safe with my training. Like them going out and just saying, look, follow me, I'm leading, and just seeing how calm, relaxed, accepting they were when it was like the conditions weren't great, or when there was, a hill, honestly, hills, for example. I was just like, why are we going up all these hills? But they would just go, keep going up. So they just made me feel safe. And I started to just love being, rather than running around Waitrose or bloody Morrison's car park, laps of Morrison's car park, instead, I'm just running through the trees and through nature. And so, like, those training runs, I just loved it. It felt so different. Pack a little bag, bit of food. And the other thing I learned was that there's loads of walking when you start doing this style of running. Like, you can't run up seriously steep hills, so you just walk up them. And then when you get to the top, you recover for a bit and then you run and you'll run for a bit and then you'll stop, you'll walk, you'll take it in. And it's just such a different style to what I'd been used to, which has been like marathons and, you know, pounding the pavements and long runs and, you know, track sessions, essentially, which I love all of that. And that all makes me feel good. But this is just way more spiritual, way more about presence. And yeah, just felt special. So anyway, training was great until towards the end. I must admit, the training run started to feel longer and longer. And you'd have to pack more stuff into your bag, more food. You know, I'm getting up on a Saturday morning and saying to Han, like, I'm driving to Malvern to do a 4-hour run. And it's an hour there because we have to find new elevation because I've done all the local runs near me. So it just felt like I was, you know, taking full days out to do a bit of training. And I don't know, I just got a bit tired of it towards the end. And then at the same time, started to feel busy, got a little calf injury. And I think my body was just like, look, just stop now. So before the weeks leading up to Snowdon, I think the reality of what we're about to all take on started to sink in for all of us. I think we'd done training runs where I'd thought I'd done loads of elevation, and actually it was like 200 meters of elevation, and Snowdon was 3,500 meters. So I think the scale of what we're about to take on was starting to hit us all. And like towards the end, I couldn't train, so I had to rest. So I started to feel a bit stressed about that. And then the amount of kit that you need. So most runs, you know, I'm like, t-shirt, trainers, shorts, cap, go. And that's it. And you feel so free. Whereas for this, there was loads of mandatory equipment that we had to take. Bag, food, emergency blanket, bandages, waterproofs. So I started to feel stressed about that because the amount of stuff that we needed to buy and just the other elements, the weather conditions, traveling there, just the fact that I was kind of mentally building up to potentially going on a run for 14 hours. And then something changed where once I'd got my kit and laid it all out, I managed to get like 2 runs in before the day. And they weren't far, but they were up a couple of hills and I felt okay. And my calf was runnable. From that point, I just felt right. I've done everything I can over the last however many months. I've got my kit now. What will be. If I can't do it, I won't do it. If I have to stop at the top of Snowdon and walk down or get stretched off, I will. And from that point, I felt so calm, like weirdly calm, like, people were asking me, how do you feel? Are you excited? Are you nervous? I was like, I just don't feel anything because I couldn't picture or imagine what I was about to do. Whereas other marathons, because I'd done, you know, even if you've done a half marathon or a 10K, you can kind of picture a marathon because it's like, oh, it's twice as much. So I'm going to be out for, oh, okay, well, that's going to be hard. And then that makes you nervous or excited. Whereas this was so much further. It's like, so much steeper, higher elevation, long, you know, the longest I've ran is for like 3 or 4 hours. This is 12, 14. My mind couldn't understand it. So weirdly, I felt really calm because I was just like, I don't know what I'm about to take on. Anyway, just to kind of then give a summary of the day. I mean, my favorite moments, and this is what I feel like running and these events are all about, if you do sign up to one or want to do one or haven't done one before, it's not about necessarily just about the run. There's moments like before, after, even like right now that I'm experiencing where if it wasn't for that event and even, you know, the training runs that I did and shared moments with people, they wouldn't have happened if we hadn't, you know, signed up to this event. So I think about all that, like the drive there, we're in the van, all in the van, the moments, the sort of memories of like the anticipation for some of the guys and then getting there, getting our food packed, getting our bags ready the night before in our bedrooms. And all those little moments were just like so special because you're all building up towards taking something on together. And that they're some of my favorite moments now sitting here now that it's complete. And then the day before, we all went to the village and registered, got our numbers and just the excitement. And then the morning of, we've driven, My favorite moment of the whole thing, managed to park the van literally on the start line. For some reason, there was a parking spot there and it charged me like 12 quid to park there. I was like, what is going on? This is sick. So it was like, I've got photos of the van, the M, right on the start line, pulled it up, boot open, everyone there getting ready together to get out on the start line. And that felt super special. And then, you know, before we know it, we're there. The drums are going, the countdown's going. We're all there with our kit, ready to go. And the weather was just perfect, too perfect, so warm. So, you know, it was just like 8 a.m., off we go. And yeah, it's hard. I feel like this is a really long voice note, so I might split it into two. But at this point, you just... you know, there's 1,000 people and you all set off together. And I must admit, the first few miles and the first hill, I kind of like, my calves were really stiff. I was really aware of all of my body. Like, I'm kind of in my head a little bit thinking like, oh, my calves are stiff. Oh, everyone else seems to be going quicker. Oh, they seem to have better kit than me. Oh God, it's warm. Oh, should I put my jacket in my bag? There was just like a lot of thoughts running through my mind for the first couple of miles. Especially when we started to climb, I was like, okay, right, we're going up. Oh, wow, we're still going up. Oh, okay, we're still going up. But because the pack of 1,000 people is just moving, you just keep going. And then get to the top of that first climb. And we didn't even get to the top, got halfway. And Kane, who I was running with, said, should we just take a photo? Because look at this. And we just stopped, took it in, took a photo. And I think from that moment, I kind of... fully relaxed into it, because I was like, oh, this is the kind of day we're gonna have. We're gonna have moments like this where they're like once in a lifetime sort of thing. Like, it really was like ridiculous. My mind couldn't take in like what I could see, all these people running up this hill and the view and the weather, and just, it was just ridiculous. Got to the top, view was a joke, and then the first descent. Now, the reason I signed up to do anything like this actually goes back to Kane again, who I mentioned, organized for one of my mates, Stags, organized for us to go to Chamonix. And UTMB, the Chamonix Trail, which is Ultra Trail Mont Blanc, is a trail around Mont Blanc, and it's the ultimate trail ultra event. And we hiked a section of it, like literally one section of it. And for the first time in my life, a few guys ran past. And they had a light bag on. One of them like took a drink out of the stream and they just flew past, and they honestly looked like they were flying through the mountain. And I'd never seen anything like it before. And I was just like, I have to try that, because they look so free. And that really was what inspired, I think, somewhere deep in us to like come back and do that at some point in our lives. And at the top of Snowdon, this first descent, it was down rocks. You had to kind of climb down, get your hands, use your hands to kind of sort of descend. It was like tricky, technical rocks. Like, you had to sort of move through, you had to really concentrate. And there was moments where you could let go and be free and kind of fall through. And it was steep. And honestly, that descent was, because we're only like an hour or so in, so you're feeling fit now, you've loosened up, I've relaxed, and I've just let go. And that feeling of falling and flying through the mountain, I can't even describe it. It's the closest you feel to flying, to I've got no other words. And you just feel so, so free. And yeah, we were like, literally the adrenaline is just pumping at this point, fully. All the way down as well. And I think it's the adrenaline of, because the fear is the elevation of going up. So when you get to the top and you know there's no more to go up, there's this feeling of kind of relief. And I think that releases adrenaline and like dopamine, or releases something, because you feel high. And then because you've got that high, then you're falling down and there's less resistance. So you just free flow. Honestly, that feeling I want everyone to experience. And I think you can experience it anywhere where there's a little bit of a hill and there's a little bit of a downward where you can free flow and fall. So, but, you know, doing that at this height with that view on the top of Snowdon, the first time I've ever been up Snowdon in my life, was the best section of the whole thing. And then you get all the way down to the bottom of the mountain, the other side, and then there's like an aid station, and the energy in there was so good. I actually think I'm going to have to pause this and do another voice note because there's so much more that I want to say. But I feel like, yeah, this could be like half an hour. So I'm going to pause it here at the first aid station, sort of wind it down. It then becomes quite flat, and then you kind of eventually descend. And we've probably been out for like, I don't even know, 2 or 3 hours now, which is like nearly the longest I've ever been running for. And then you get into this aid station, everyone's in there, the energy is high, everyone's eating, drinking fruit, Cokes, full fat Coke, water. At this point, one of my bags has leaked, is burst, one of my water bags. And this is my first kind of test of like my mindset of like, how am I going to cope with that? Do you know what? I'm going to leave this on a cliffhanger there of like my bottle burst and I then couldn't carry water and what happens next. I'm going to leave it there. I hope that's been interesting up to now. Part two, I'm going to talk through from what happens next. So yeah, stay tuned and keep listening for part two. Legend.